This is Meredith Sisko for These Ozark Hills. We just had our blackberry winter, so summer is definitely on its way. The term, for those who don't know, refers to that last little cold snap that always occurs toward the end of May while the blackberries are in bloom. After a season where April arrived in February and then January returned in March, it was a comfort to me that blackberry winter arrived this time, as always, right on time. I remember it clearly on a weekend night as I let the dog out for a last late-night attempt to catch the local possum. Because I am blessed by local coyotes, I stepped out onto the porch to wait for her without putting on a jacket or slippers, and I was met by a sharp, chilly wind instead of the gentle night breeze I was expecting. Instead of jumping back in the house shouting "Burr," I simply smiled and said, "Well, hello there. I've been waiting for you." Given the events of this past month, it was comforting to have something expected show up in our weather. This was, as you know, the month of the 500-year flood. I don't know the rain totals in your area, but in West Plains, where I'm from, there were places where we got 17 inches of rain in 2 days. And the rivers here didn't flood. They raged, taking out 100-foot concrete spans across our rivers like they were matchsticks, slapping homes from their foundations and sending piles of the kindling they created downstream, tangled up with clothing, keepsakes, appliances, photo albums. Or they left the houses but filled them to the top with water, carrying everything from chemical potions to human waste to uncounted tons of topsoil, destroying even the dreams of gardens and homes and shelter. It was worse than bad. I was one of the lucky ones, as my home is located on a little knoll, a bench above a valley and below a hilltop, a sheltered spot. But my driveway was underwater, and the county road was closed, and the four-lane that would have gotten me to town was underneath 6 feet of standing water that took nearly 2 weeks to drain. And we're talking the main road from Springfield to Memphis. Closed. The detour added 40 miles to the trip, over country roads that had to be rebuilt daily, roads that had been first mapped by wagons and horseback. Events like that aren't over, even when they're over. Certainly there is a rare circumstance that is so far out of the ordinary that it cannot be prepared for. Nobody expects the untimely blizzard, the wildfire, the Spanish Inquisition, and that includes those who were in charge of the preparation and the response, because they simply could not grasp how completely beyond this experience, their training, and their very good intentions this event was going to take them. The FEMA buildings on either side of the creek that runs through town were there to provide shelter to those in need. We've been very proud of them. But in order to protect them against vandalism, their doors were kept locked, and the rule was that the person with the key would unlock them whenever the tornado siren sounded. It was a good plan, or it would have been, except the sirens are not designed to sound in the event of water. The situation was as dire as it was beyond imagination. And it was outside business hours, so businesses that might have been protected or merchandise salvaged were unattended while the parking lots filled and became impassable. And people calling city offices for help either got no answer or answers that were not helpful. Nobody could tell them where to take shelter because the shelters were closed. So they called the radio station, where an announcer with no emergency planning experience and who also had no one to call for help told them to just go to the Civic Center. It was accessible, it had huge parking lots, and it was bound to be still open. It was, barely. Except all but two employees had been sent home due to the worsening weather. Those two were waiting for an event to end so they could lock up, and that event, there were 300 people who would still have to find a way to wherever they planned to spend the night. And then, here came whole families. Families with children and pets, and whatever they could carry, people in wheelchairs, people who had already sustained injuries from the flood. And soon it was whole neighborhoods. And then the power went out. And in a situation eerily like the beginning of the New Orleans Super Bowl disaster, there were suddenly too many people, way too many people, in a building with no power, no ventilation, no facilities, no food, and no one coming to the rescue because emergency workers were out on the job, directing traffic away from the flooding, closing roads, doing all sorts of helpful things, but not listening to the radio, and unaware of the growing population at the Civic Center. Talk about a recipe for disaster. And then we did what we always do in the Ozarks. when no help is coming, then we help ourselves and each other. Someone who knew the people who worked at the church up the hill made a cell phone call and said, "Open the church." Someone at the event who was in charge of getting the event goers home commandeered a nearby university bus. The worker waiting to lock the doors behind everyone called the local Red Cross and said, "We need a shelter and we need it now. It needs to be uphill from here. How about the church?" Then it all fell together. Those who could walk held hands with those who were less able. Those who needed to ride got in the bus. And the Red Cross workers met them at the open door of the church with food, blankets, and cots. And they were safe. And all over the rural Ozarks, similar stories were being created. Neighbor helping neighbor through terrible circumstances. The damage was horrible. The financial hardship was dreadful, and there was a miles-wide mess to clean up, to repair, to restore, rehab. But you know what? Nobody died. Some had to be rescued from rooftops. Some lost everything. But we didn't lose anybody. We're all going to be okay. There's no one to blame for a 500-year flood. Everyone did what they could, and it was enough. And so now, as a turbulent spring turns to a summer of restoration, I'm sending a heartfelt thanks and a well done to all of the ornate, tough, resilient, beautiful people I am blessed to live among here in these Ozark Hills.